Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jamie is not in Minneapolis, but she is on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. At your home, at work, Southern California, where are you, Jamie?
I'm working from home today in the Culver City, Mar Vista area of Los Angeles, which is about, I don't know, in between the airport and Venice Beach.
Very nice. Very nice. How was your 4th of July weekend?
It was lovely, actually. We had obviously great weather, great fireworks last night, had some pool time, went to see Purple Rain at the Hollywood Forever Cemetery on Sunday with fireworks. Did some little beach biking. It was pretty packed.
I saw a photo you had with the Purple Rain event. Tell me about that.
Oh, my gosh. It was so cool. So the Hollywood Forever Cemetery is famous in its own right, but they show movies there a few times a month. And it just so happened that on July 3rd, on Sunday, they were showing Purple Rain. And my friend Kate knows that I'm a huge Prince fan, being from Minneapolis, of course. Called me up and said, hey, I'm going to get tickets. Do you want to go? And I'm like, that's a great idea. So a group of us went, and it was so cool. It's outdoors. You know, you bring your picnic blanket. You can bring in your own beer and wine. You can bring in food. So it's, you know, like real picnic kind of atmosphere, relaxed. And it was so fun because they had a DJ playing all Prince music before the movie started. So it was like one giant Prince party in a cemetery.
Oh, in a cemetery. That,
yeah, and it's like, you know, it's all famous people buried there. So it's like Judy Garland buried there, and yeah,
really?
I can't think. Yeah, a bunch of musicians have their mausoleums there. It's like very interesting.
And when did they start performing the concert there? And did they have to go to the family members and say, are you okay if we turn this into a entertainment venue?
A long time. I feel like it's one of those things that you know, they hold concerts there, they hold movies there. I think it's one of those things that, you know, it's like, it's a very LA kind of thing, right? Like,
yeah,
a bunch of famous people are buried in this one cemetery, so let's go ahead and open it up to watch movies and concerts.
Okay, so when the movie itself starts and it's on the screen,
yeah,
does it feel kind of like you're at a drive-in theater then?
Yeah, but it's, yes, you're just not in a car.
Yep.
You know, it's more picnic atmosphere, just kind of relaxed. You know, the Hollywood Forever Cemetery, too, Chad, I'm sure you've seen it in a bunch of movies as well. I'm trying to think that, I think, was it Book Club was the most recent one? Jane Fonda and her love interest are, like, playing around in the water. That's at the Hollywood Forever Cemetery. So it's, like, it's one of those places that's, like, very... They've got crypts, they've got cremation plots, there's, you know, gardens. It's like, it's just a very interesting spot. And it's in the middle of like Hancock Park, which is this beautiful old section of Los Angeles, like a lot of old money in Hancock Park kind of thing.
Do you have distinctive memories growing up going to drive-ins, or was that not a part of kind of the family UCAS existence?
I don't think we did. I'm gonna have to ask my brother. My brother claims that I just like forget things. I push things out of my mind. I don't remember.
Sometimes
ever
that's good,
drive
by the way.
What?
Sometimes pushing things out of our minds is good. I mean, it's the truth.
I remember, like, in terms of 4th of July, we as kids would always go up to our cabin in northern Minnesota, and you drove, to a big field and watched the fireworks from that one location. Like, in terms of drive-in, that's what I think of. But we never did a drive-in movie, I don't think.
Yeah, I do have memories with my mother and father separately, and then even in high school. Going with friends, and the classic story of we only had a certain amount of money, so two of the folks had to go in the trunk. And more often than not, I had the car, not really a great car, an old Omega, but I had a car. So yeah. I'd say, listen, my car, I'm driving, you're going in the trunk.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm slightly... not big time claustrophobic, but slightly claustrophobic. I don't think I'd like a lot of time in the trunk. I got to be honest.
No. You know what we had as kids? We had one of those Ford Taurus station wagons where the seats were in the trunk, but they faced out
sure.
the window. Yeah, that was always kind of weird.
Somebody, a couple people text me now. How many drive-ins do we have in the area? I know... I spent a bunch of time out towards the St. Croix, and there used to be one off 94. I don't know. I mean, now, you haven't had to open up the windows for a long time. It's all tied to your radio and stuff. And there's plenty of places in Minnesota, too, where you can go see, movies and things. I don't know if the drive-in, my sense is the drive-in business is not great. Let me get to give me an item that you're working on right now. Is there a certain story that we can plug that you're working on right now?
Yeah, absolutely. It's funny. I'm sitting here with a stack of logs, which if people probably don't know that term, but we log our interviews. So I recently went up to, I don't know if you remember, a couple of years ago, I did a story on the Field of Lights in Sorio up in the central coast of California. Yeah, it was beautiful. And at the time, they were just opening. It was pre-COVID. It was only going to be a limited event situation. And then COVID happened. And they decided, because you could socially distance and stay outside, that they were going to stay open. And now they were able, through COVID, to raise thousands of dollars for local charities that otherwise would not have had money raised. And they're now going to expand this project, and they just added some new kind of cool features we'll reveal on CBS Mornings. But I've got that I'm actually writing today. And then I have a story Thursday airing on the morning show that is going to be very cool. It's the young Elvis. So if you've seen the movie Elvis yet, there's a very young Australian actor who has a pretty, it's not the biggest role in the movie because that's played by Austin. I can't think of his last name now. But he's a very young Elvis. He's Australian. We talked to him about playing such an iconic American role and just kind of look into the fact that the entire movie is like filled with Australians. Baz Luhrmann, of course, is Australian, shot almost the entire movie in Australia. But it's this extremely, iconic American figure. And what people may not know about kind of the making of this movie will also reveal on the morning show on Thursday.
Beautiful. It's Austin Butler is the individual's name.
Yeah.
Yep. I want to finish with this. I want to talk Brittany Griner. So Griner has been a very successful women's basketball player for a long time. College, WNBA, and internationally. And as most people know by now, she was arrested in Russia. Obviously very dubious of the Russian courts, the fairness, and how it's going to play out. There was a major problem about 2 weeks ago when she tried to reach out to the State Department. That didn't work out. Then just yesterday made a direct appeal to the president himself. I'm terrified. I might be here forever. I realize you're dealing with so much, but please don't forget about me and the other detainees. Please do all you can to bring us home. I know her coach in the WNBA said, let's be honest, if this was LeBron or another famous male athlete, do we really think he still would be there? What do you think, as a news person who covers a lot of stuff, who has a good feel for the amount of coverage and whether something's getting overcovered and undercovered, where are we at with the Brittany Griner story right now?
Well, it's interesting, right? Because I feel like a lot of these diplomatic situations that happen, you know, I don't know, they don't stay in the news because you're not really getting, like pictures and video and updates as to what's happening, right? Like Russia's not going to show like where she's detained. They're not going to going to release any of that stuff. So in terms of, you know, coverage of things, I think sometimes people have to remember, you know, like the cable networks and networks and things. You know, they need those visuals to be able to tell the story. I think that's why over the weekend, just hearing that she had written this handwritten letter to the president, you know, made headlines because you can at least show, you know, a little video of her, the president, you know, and whatever they wanted to release visually in terms of the letter itself. You know, and you can build a graphic, that kind of thing. So I hate to say, you know, if it was LeBron, like it probably would get a little bit more coverage. You've got a lot more video and pictures and sound bites and all that stuff, you know, and that's part of the news cycle.
And by the way, we have other detainees who are in Russia right now. And for those families, they don't care in any way that their husband, their dad, their friend isn't as famous as Brittany Griner, let alone as famous as LeBron, is one of the, I don't know, the 20 most famous people on planet Earth. You know, it shouldn't matter the celebrity, the publicity, but on news coverage and some of our conversations, unfortunately, the truth is it does, right?
Well, I mean, I think, Chad, the other thing is, like, you and I are talking right now on radio, and so we can talk and fill time and have conversation and, you know, like, we could talk about this for as long as you want to talk about it, you know, but, and it's a great newspaper story. You know, you can put a blurb in the newspaper every single day if you want. Digitally, you know, you can post things online, articles and stuff like that, but I think sometimes people just have to realize, you know, television and digital media think about things a little bit differently in terms of what makes a compelling story. And really, at the end of the day, that is what, you know, the news business is it at its very basic level is storytelling.
Yep. And certain things suit different platforms better than others. And you can lament it, but that's part of what drives those businesses. Thank you. Go ahead.
No, I just was going to say, I just think people love to complain. So if you want to complain, if this is your thing, like complain about it. I don't care. Go ahead.
Listen, I never complain. I don't know what these people are talking about. I would never do that. All right. Send him my love. Talk to you soon.
Love you. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with GameDay, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.